New change.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I apologize to everyone, but hopefully Ty Ty's going to cut it up and it's going to sound perfect. And you should probably cut it in right here. Hey, welcome to the After Disaster. Hi, Mike.
Good evening. Good evening, Tyler. Good evening, Anderson.
That is Mike Carano to my left.
Hey, everybody. You stick around to the end of this podcast, you'll hear the train wreck that happened at the beginning.
Tyler, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you going to put it at the end?
I'm teasing.
Do not.
Teasing them through the break.
And that is Tyler ruining, literally ruining.
Can I tell you what kind of how much of a letdown that would be if people stick around for that?
What do you mean if?
It's awful.
They're a captive audience. Of course they're going
to
stick around.
A train wreck would lead someone to believe that something of interest happened.
Bodies.
Instead of just boring, nothing happening.
Don't
and you
tell
eating,
them. Don't tell them. You're terrible at this.
Energizing granola into the microphone.
Energizing granola?
I don't know what it is. It's supposed to give them energy. Which I highly doubt.
Well,
I've never ate a handful of nuts and all of a sudden felt energized.
That's what she said. All right. I never. Everyone needs to stop with it. That's what she said. Okay, that stopped being funny the second time I heard it.
No, that what she said. That's what she said died a while ago.
No, it's still alive and well.
You have bad friends then.
It's still funny in certain circumstances.
Something occurred to me today, and I was telling my Jillian, I said, if people still say that, I would have to move out of the country, and if I found that they still said it there, I would have to off myself. And she said, I think you'd be okay. I think you're exaggerating. And I was 100% serious. Can't remember what it was now.
What if you didn't speak French and they said it in French?
And they said it in French?
You'd be like, I like that. What does that mean?
What do you guys bring to the
That's
program?
That's what he said.
What do you guys bring to the program tonight?
Well, I went to a memorial last night, which was very touching and moving. It was actually one of the best memorials I've been to as far as the people who were speaking about the guy who died. It was really touching, moving, and hilarious. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Other than that, took a stroll through Disneyland tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, same old.
That's new.
Same old thing. By the way, if people are thinking about going to Disneyland, now is absolutely the time because it is very, very much not crowded at all. It's like that 2 or 3 week window post spring break, pre-summer
break.
Mm-hmm. There's a small window at the beginning and at the end of summer, which it's fantastic. It's warm out. Mm-hmm. There's nobody there. All the rides are closed. It's perfect. A lot of closures.
Warm. Here's what I bring to the table. I mean, Mike, apparently we'll get back to Disneyland closures and traffic.
Nah, it's already been said.
I've got more hard-hitting opinions on chewing while talking on the radio, if you're interested.
Let's go. Bring it on.
Are we trying to kill this program?
No.
Feels like it.
Just because you are in a cranky man mood.
Am I? I'm sorry. I don't try to be. I don't want to be.
In the early days of radio, can you imagine before there was a dump button and before there was a delay, how annoying it must have been? Because people must have eaten on the radio and coughed directly into the microphone.
They was eating.
I'm sure they didn't even bring food like within 100 feet of the studio. They had respect for it, Mike.
You're right. They probably wore suits and hats, too. Took off the hats when they went inside, though.
Welcome to your Thursday, everybody. Most of you are listening are probably at work, and yes, tomorrow's Friday. That's fantastic. Also, you should know that we are doing the show at this early Pabby time again for Ty Ty, because he gets tired. So
I do.
I get quite tired. Enjoy. For those of you listening live, we have a few open lines, 1-800-LOUD-191. But the best part, I think, of doing it early, that was loud, is we get to talk to Loveline, Clueless Loveline callers, which has been a while.
Since I love doing that.
And we can see they're already calling in because I just saw somebody drop off right as I said that. So
we should do a midnight show every now and then, just a retrospective show. And plus, I bet you we're completely different.
Yeah, not as good.
Probably not. But I mean, there's something about being in here when there's nobody around where we feel like we can do whatever we want.
Uh-huh. What do we do differently?
Unlike now, I'm sure the cleaning woman's in the other room with headphones on listening.
I already shooed her out of the other room. She was in Tyler's room almost running over Stanley, literally almost running them over.
Harris was just like, you don't have to.
I got to call bullshit on that second pass at the room because she already came through with the duster and barely touched anything. And now she's going back in there to act like she's cleaning.
She came in with a tank like a vacuum from the mid-50s era, and she was throwing it towards my dog. And it was coasting towards him, and then she was pulling it back violently, and then it was coasting towards him, and he was looking at me like, are you going to let this happen? I'm like, nope.
Is Stanley afraid of vacuums?
He didn't seem to be.
Because Dahlia was terrified
of vacuums.
No,
he ran out after
vacuums.
It later.
Oh, really?
I had to go catch him.
He did not run after.
Well, he didn't run after, but he went back out there with a scary vacuum.
I was bragging to some guy about my Miele vacuum, which I consider to be the best vacuum money can buy, made in Germany, almost probably lasts a lifetime. And he goes, that's nothing compared to the Rainbow vacuum. which I thought was complete BS.
Does it suck up rainbows?
No, I looked it up on Amazon. It's a ridiculously expensive vacuum.
Do they call
it
that because it's for the gays?
It's like $1,400.
They like to keep their stuff clean.
No, it's been around since the 70s.
Got some hate mail from last week about my anti-Semitic encounters, and I forwarded it on to you guys. However, I did get an apology, which I did from the same listener, so I don't get to make a bit out of that, which I was a little bit disappointed. I was okay, here's how it went down. Last week, my random fact was something, I'm not going to get into detail again, but it was about a practice that a very select sector of Orthodox Jews still practice. And I prefaced it with saying, I hope this doesn't come off as anti-Semitic. That's not the point of this. It's just the fact that I never heard of this before. And lo and behold.
You prefaced it before that with, I hope this isn't true, I think.
I don't know. That would make it bad.
Well, because it's a horrible practice. And then we got confirmation that it is true because Dr. Drew just kind of shrugged his shoulders. And went, there's a lot of weird stuff.
That wasn't our
like
confirmation.
That.
Drew didn't know.
What is your world?
How was that confirmation?
I don't know. My world
Drew didn't know about it and shrugged his shoulders, so clearly it
No, he did not deny it.
What does that mean?
That means it's true.
It means it's true.
I'm going to ask him if we went to the moon tonight.
Yeah, ask him if he'll deny aliens.
But anyways, listener, I won't even say your name, but I was going to make a bit out of it, and I was looking forward to it. I did have lots of shame, but I did get, you're a fucking asshole. I hate you. You're not good, and you're stupid, and the name was something along those lines. And the name and the subject was wrong. The subject was just wrong in my email that I got. And my favorite part was that I used some very heavy language.
Because we're known for our hard-hitting news facts.
Essentially, what it said was, I've put up with your anti-Semitic remarks in the past, but this will not fly with me, sir. What you said is totally untrue, and you are a fucking asshole. And then it said, sent from my iPhone, which I found.
Yeah, I like that, the little happy tag at the end.
But, yes, listener, I apologize. And you sent back another email explaining that you dealt with a lot of anti-Semitic hatred growing up, and you got chased down for being Jewish and beaten up. And, I mean, the last thing we want to do here is make people feel alienated. I mean, most of the show is just us exposing ourselves as ignorant white men.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I like to think.
You guys are white?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're American Indian.
And
so
a lot of people think I'm black. But
technically, I'm Italian, so that's not really white.
So I've pissed off Nebraskans. Portion of the Jews, and I guess I'm going for gays this week.
And I've remained pristine. Am I not angering anybody?
Except for the ladies.
Except for the gals. Except for the little ladies.
All right, Tyler, we're not going to, let's not push buttons.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that song. I don't know how it got in there. That's a song by a Jewish man. All right.
What song was it?
It's a throw the Jews down the well, but it's by Borat. Mm.
Parody. It's actually parody. A celebration of satire. Because it's making fun of people that would enjoy that song.
You know what's funny about the whole Jewish thing is most of my friends are Jewish, but I understand the persecution years and years ago.
What?
But I've never in my
you understand
life
it.
No, but I've never witnessed somebody I've never witnessed somebody
cover the LA Times tomorrow. Mike Carano understands.
I've never witnessed somebody use racism towards a Jewish person or make.
Yeah, because they're afraid they'll never work in this town again.
Maybe that's it, but I've never seen it. Like, I've never seen somebody go, I'm not going over there with those Jews and stuff. I haven't.
I know what he's talking about.
Like, I've seen people, I've met people and come across strangers in public that said bad stuff about black people, like, out of their fucking mouth immediately. Like, a cab driver in Vegas immediately said something horrible. In fact, it was so horrible, the guy I was in the cab with went, pull over, and we got out.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, yeah,
yes.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
the cab driver said it. You told
the
that
cab
story.
Driver
you told the story
said two complete strangers used the N-word several times, and the guy I was in the cab with went, hey, pull over, and we got out. And I was like, dude, it's only like
that's
horrible.
Uncomfortable, though, man. What would have been more appropriate, I think, is to confront him while he's driving you to your destination.
You don't think that's
uncomfortable? Knowing that you're not going to tip him. And try to get to the bottom. Maybe use some humor.
Get to the
and try
bottom.
To,
he's a
try
friggin'
to figure out
he's a racist.
Where he came up with that, like, what does that bring? You know, try
you
and
can usually convert
cab.
People within the 4-minute cab drive.
To just ask to get out. That's just silent and uncomfortable. That makes me uncomfortable. Just
I think
the,
it's
the
more appropriate
it,
than confronting the guy. I think just getting out and getting away from the dude.
Yeah, but he probably just thought you were weird. He probably didn't think that you got out because he didn't think you were making a stand. He just thought the weird,
you know,
curly Italian
wasn't
was getting out of his car.
On a positive light, he was probably going to drop us off at the white entrance.
Wait, the cab driver's statement was that we're going to go up here, but just to let you know, there's enters up ahead.
Yes.
And then, you said, or your friend said, let us out here, as though you're terrified to go through a black neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Let us out here.
He's like, he thought he did a service by warning you. And he's like, see, look.
All right, here's what I bring to the table. I got three things.
I never thought about that. That's horrible.
I wrote down four. One of them, I have no idea what it means.
I love when you do this.
Hey,
this
the guy that made us get out of the cab, Jewish.
How do you know? Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you were with him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try and lighten the mood by making an anti-Semitic joke?
Oh, I thought you meant the cab driver was Jewish.
So did I.
No.
I was like, Mike, what are you doing?
The cab driver was white trash. Like conspiracy theorist, kind of white trash guy.
Good. All right, moving on.
Okay, here's what I bring to the table. I was up at the Madonna Inn last weekend. And I have a very upsetting, uncomfortable encounter to retell.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Why did you? Are you just a magnet for awkward people?
I found out Suri says something very funny. The wife was not enthralled with this, but I am. I'm thinking you
Tom
guys.
Tom Cruise's
will be.
Daughter?
Nope. Suri.
You mean
Suri? My iPhone. I say what I want.
Suri is the Cruise.
And then I had a new, very hilarious and uncomfortable encounter with a neighbor at the front door that I can't wait to retell. And I don't understand how these things
happen.
Is it
a kid? Another kid?
It is another kid.
Is it another? Are they selling something?
No. It's a good story. I'm enjoying the idea of it. I can hardly keep a straight face while telling Jillian.
How do you not text us these things throughout the week?
I know.
And then my fourth thing, it just says this. Three simple words, and I have no idea what it means. You suck, Corona.
Hmm.
And I have no problem with Mike, and Mike didn't do anything to upset me or anything. So
who's Jedi the Fish?
Jed the Fish.
Maybe you meant like you need to suck Carano.
Jed the Fish, he's a local DJ here at K-Rock. Apparently he left his cans in here. He does some recording in the studio that we're doing.
His dog almost ate my nephew.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny that he's got his name on his headphones when they're so disgusting and trashed. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Like, who wants to keep
It's a warning. I think other people wrote the name on it. So you don't mistakenly put them on. I don't think it's that he is afraid other people will take them.
Okay, enough about Jed the Fish, the local ex K-Rock DJ. I don't think he's even on K-Rock anymore.
I don't think so.
I love Jed the Fish. That being said, there's a laugh of his. Why don't you play the laugh? L.A., you, and then Jed. There's like nine laughs I have in there. Why am I opening this can of worms? That's not it. That's David Allen Greer. That's some stupid playboy. That's Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
What is that?
From Money Pit.
I was going to say, what was Tom Hanks on the show?
Jed the Fish. Jed the Fish.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I like Jed. Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently my nephew was running down this street. He lives right by Lauren's parents' house, and...
You're talking about Jed the Fish lives right by your wife's
yes.
parents'
and my
house.
My 2.5-year-old nephew was running down the street, and all of a sudden a giant dog came flying out of one of the houses and like jumped on him. It was uh-huh. just trying to play, basically, but it looked scary. And then apparently Jed came running out in his boxers wearing just a K-Rock shirt.
And he said?
And yeah, he just did this, pointing at my nephew.
He brings that bear of a dog in these studios, actually. This is all so boring for everyone, I'm assuming. But that's why there was the no dog mandate handed down a few months ago. Absolutely no dogs allowed, because Jed was bringing his dog in here.
How do you get the name The Fish?
He's a fish.
I don't know.
All right. Bring on the...
What should we talk about?
We got to figure out why you have to suck Carano.
Why does it say you suck Carano? Because I know when I'm upset with Mike.
Maybe
you were
trying to make amends for the Jewish thing, and you were going to
What did I
suck
do?
Carano.
You suck Carano. Nothing. You didn't do anything.
Hey, how creepy was that bar
was
we were in last week?
The second thing that I wrote
did
down,
Carano
too.
Tell you suck? Like you were quoting him?
What bar were we in last week?
At Long
oh,
Beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not biker bar, but more like a welder bar.
Yeah,
like
well,
that's
there.
Very specific.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you. When I went to the men's room.
Mike and I went and saw punk rock without you. It was enjoyable.
When I went to the men's room, it was in that little room where the pool table was. Mm-hmm. And I went in and stood by the door. And the guy goes, this is our room. And I went, I'm waiting for the restroom. This is our room.
Oh, really?
Like, I didn't know what to do. I just kind of like, and then the door opened and I went in and peed and walked. I was like.
When I first saw you, I told you that shit might be going down because some guy was trying to start a fight with me. It was a weird bar. Weird biker bar, punk rock bar, black guy bar.
Yeah. So glad
very
I didn't
odd.
Go.
Yeah. Very strange mixture.
It looked like everyone in there was a local, and they were all welders or worked on motorcycles.
And it looked like they had "we don't take kindly to your type" like on the tip of their tongue the entire time they were staring at you.
Absolutely, whatever our type was.
It looked like they were constantly about to say that. But it looks like if we were to leave, it would still be a powder keg because they look like a group of people that would not get along well. You know what I mean? It looked like a mixture of like hard black dudes and a bunch of racists all hanging out.
Even grosser is I ate there.
What'd you eat?
Tacos.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm imagining a place that A, should not be serving food.
No, they probably shouldn't be serving food. I was really famished.
So I had a few drinks in me. I was at the Madonna Inn, and we went and saw that little band, the Postal Service, and we were very fortunate.
Gay?
I think I told the story. Jillian and I, that was our band.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, and they played there, and it was fantastic, and it was great. And I had a few drinks. Jill's had a couple drinks. I tell you, Jillian doesn't drink, except she realized recently that she likes champagne.
Ooh, expensive.
Awful. Yes.
Because you got to have the whole bottle if you want to get something of quality.
And she never has more than half a glass.
Yeah, I decided years ago champagne is my drink, and I realized immediately if you buy those little splits, it's horrible, crappy champagne. Plus, it's really effeminate for a dude to be hanging out in a bar wearing shorts, drinking champagne.
You have to be wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, I love champagne, though. Love it.
So we'll go to like a little like bar or something, and I'll get a pint of Guinness or something, and my sister will have a shot of Crown or something, and then Jillian will be like, okay, yeah, a glass of champagne.
Ugh.
At
like the biker bar?
She didn't do it there.
Have any just in case?
Vodka Red Bull.
Of course they do. You know, someone's celebrating their 10 years being out of prison.
So we went to the show. It was fantastic. We come back. I'm making some vines of my Indian room that I'm staying in, having a good old time.
I thought you owned that, by the way.
What do you mean?
Me too. So did I. So did I.
That's why I was like, why have you not given this to me?
So I'm sitting out where, you know, obviously you can't smoke in the room. So we're sitting out front and I'm relapsing and having cigarettes on the steps out in front of our room. And there's this couple that I'm assuming was at the show because they looked a little hipsterish. He was a bit rotund with a beard and mm-hmm. his girlfriend looked to be.
He wasn't there to fix the internet.
You're
more
fat.
Rotund. And she was with him, but she was extra awkward. And we're sitting up like on the second level. And I see them in the parking lot, and he's enamored with the building because Madonna Inn is a really pretty building,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool, and it was at nighttime. So
as we all are a little bit.
And he was just taking all these pictures of the outside of the room, and we were, like, in the pictures. Jillian, in his defense, Jillian was out of sight, so maybe he didn't even see Jillian. But he was essentially taking pictures with me in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend was very awkward about the whole thing. You could tell she just wanted to leave, and she's, like, hiding behind a car. And when I have a few drinks in me and I'm having a good time, especially at the Madonna Inn, I'm all about making friends and being friendly, and I wasn't loaded by any means. I wasn't even slurring. He probably had no idea that I was even drinking.
Wait, you're all about making friends and being friendly?
Yeah, when I have a few drinks and I'm in that kind of mood. Yeah, what?
You guys know me. I'm all about talking about the bylaws of this country and what our founding fathers sat down.
No, you're not.
You say you're not friendly. Don't
was
like
he taking pictures at night with a flash?
No, there's no flash. But here's how it went. I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He's like, "Good." I said, are you staying at the Madonna Inn? And he's like, yeah. Because I was like this close. Jillian has no idea. But I was like very close to inviting him up and showing him our room. Because every fucking room is completely
mm-hmm.
different.
Did you pick this room or was it?
It was the last room that was.
Were you shirtless?
I was not shirtless. I was wearing normal clothes, sitting, having a cigarette. And that was my next thing. Like, I was going to say, hey, you want to check out our room? You can. It's not going in that direction, Tyler.
Invitation to a gangbang.
So I said.
So
you're staying at this hotel. And he says, you're staying at Madonna. And he said, yeah. And I'm like, we're staying in the Indian room. Which room are you staying in? And he just stops taking pictures, drops his camera to his side. This guy's like in his mid-20s probably. He looks at me and goes, I'm not going to tell you what room we're in, man. Like accusatory. Like,
nice.
I'm like,
wow.
I was just, because they're all different. I was just going to, yeah, man, I can't do that. I'm not going to. And then Jillian's like saying, loud enough for him to hear, I think, he's afraid you're going to go over and rape him, honey. But it just made me feel gross. Like, what the fuck's wrong with people? Why? It'd be weird if we were at a Motel 6. I'm like, hey, man, what's your room number?
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm like, are you staying in the Edelweiss? You know, are you staying in the Buffalo room? What's room? Just
the whole point of the Madonna Inn is.
Did you grab them by the lapels
to
and
share,
shake them?
Not to share your rooms, but you want to see other people's rooms because of they're completely unique.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, did you. Here's what would have happened in my head if that would have happened. Is
I don't like
I would have been on a quest to find out that guy's room.
Of course, but if I that's what I told Jillian. I said, honey, 5 years ago, even if you were here, especially if you weren't, I would be in that guy's room by the end of the night for sure. Security would probably be escorting me away.
Yep.
Where the fuck are you staying? Just screaming.
And he made a mistake
door.
By showing me because there's four separate buildings, and he pointed towards the direction.
He could have waited.
He could have followed
him. Elimination.
Yeah, he could have followed him, and just when he turned around and saw you there, just stopped, whistled.
Meanwhile, he's taking pictures of me.
Yeah.
Essentially. Technically.
Did you let him know he was portly?
No, I am right now because I think you might be a listener.
What?
Why do you think that?
I know there's some listeners there because I was getting tweets saying, hey, you here?
Ugh.
But I just read those last night because I'm always behind on my Twitter. What is tweet?
I don't like that listeners, we can't make fun of listeners. I don't like that.
And I've been getting like, saw Anderson here today. Didn't say hello. It's like, oh, that's nice. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You mean
well, that's
you're
assuming
to,
that you recognize
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you're supposed to randomly say
no,
hello
no, no.
to people?
That's what they say. They say, I saw him, but I did not approach him.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, stay away, people.
I might ask what room you're staying
in. Respect our distance. 15 feet.
You love it, Tita.
You can talk to us 15 feet away.
Hey, do you think I can get a restraining order against all listeners? If I file
yeah,
with the...
Well, that would be funny, though, if you could.
All listeners. If you're not a listener, you're allowed. All right.
I'd like to get a restraining order against car dealerships when I go shopping for a car.
You suck, Corona. Why did I write that?
I don't know, man. What did I do recently?
I feel
recently?
Like I was doing the long con. There's going to be a big reveal on why you're
no,
right.
There's no long cons. No.
I suck. Let me think of what I've done the last week or so.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to burn the little girl story at the front door. Because
you're going to burn a little girl?
Once I do that, I got nothing. I got nothing left.
I know, but why not just let's start the show
Wait,
with that?
Didn't you have another story?
That's it.
Wait.
I got what Siri says.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. All right, have you guys seen Spring Breakers yet?
No.
No.
Movie talk. All right, well, there's these two twins. Two twins.
Four?
There's twins. A set of twins in there. They're both wearing grills. They don't speak, and they look absolutely horrific. All right? And I've learned since that they are the Atlanta twins. Here's a little tip. I'm going to talk about this on the film vault, too, but I'll talk about
Get
it here
two
as well.
Chicks in the same bed. Do them.
The Atlanta twins are the real deal. They're a real pair of, like, mid-20s, maybe, like, 24-year-old dudes from Atlanta. And there's, like, nothing like these guys. And Vice Magazine did a three-part.
Oh, it was two guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Three
part. Yeah, I was waiting for the horrific part. Now it does make perfect sense.
Three-part documentary you can find on YouTube. Just type in the Twin Zone. They try and do like the Twilight Zone, but they call it the Twin Zone. And these guys are awesome and terrible and real. And
what do they do?
Holy shit. They skate. Might do a little rap. They do a lot of drinking and smoking.
That's what
and
I figured.
Turns
I had a
out
that was part of it.
And I'm not sure if I buy the second part of the story, but it turns out they're paralegals. And they clean up like real nice and they wear suits and have their hair all slicked back and you don't even recognize them when they're, you know, because normally they got grills and hats on backwards, but they're in Spring Breakers. That's where I first saw them. And a listener tweeted me, said, hey, you got to check out this documentary about them. And it was pretty fucking great. Tyler's looking at them right now and he looks somewhat disturbed. But I've seen this 30-minute documentary twice now because I had to watch it with somebody else too. It's good. It's good shit. So that's a little tip there.
All right, I'll try to find it tonight when I get home.
Once you're done with this nonsense, you can watch some more nonsense. All right.
I'm looking at a picture of them holding drinks at the camera and resting their heads on the butt of a lady.
Yeah, they were engaged to the same girl. They share everything. They share clothes. They share ladies. They share drinks. And I think they always have the same girlfriend. They never, like, have two separate girlfriends.
I don't like that part at all. I don't like that
And
part.
At one point, they were both engaged to a penthouse model. Yeah.
Did she know?
Oh, what? No, they're playing like nonstop Three's Company tricks on her. Yes,
no, but she was engaged to two guys.
What do you mean?
She was engaged to two guys.
Yeah.
And that's,
they're twins with
that's
grills.
Cool.
The Atlanta twins. One guy's name is Sydney. The other guy's name, I can't even. It's like two names in one. Find out their names.
Yeah, let's go back. So this chick gets asked.
What?
Therm
Sewell. Right? Therm
yeah.
Sewell. Therm Sewell and Sydney.
That's
oh,
not
so
even legal.
These
two guys are going to marry the one girl.
And they like to do double penetration, apparently.
Well, that's the only thing I learned about them while watching
okay,
Spring Breakers.
Okay, I don't like them now just because of that.
James Franco. Well, that's how they make love to their lady.
Yeah, but that's okay. First of all, they're incestuous gay twins.
No, there's no gayness.
Anyone who does double penetration is definitely gay.
Why? That's not true. Just because the balls touch a little, we're not that show. How many times have they high-five?
Your balls should never touch ever.
How many times have they high-five?
Unless you're gay.
Four balls is better than two.
I don't think my balls have ever touched another guy's balls.
That's good.
I know that mine haven't.
Yeah, you're not sure, Mike?
How 100% are you not sure?
On that?
How are you not?
I'm just going to go out with think.
I was covering my bases in case someone calls up. That's a lie.
You're coming to the table with think.
All you right. Never know what was happening while I was drinking. Standing at a urinal, some guy runs in with his balls, slaps him against mine.
While
runs
you drink
out.
Champagne.
I do love champagne. Good champagne. Vaucluse is my favorite.
Vaucluse? Don't do that.
Orange Label. You can get it at Costco.
I like the Kirkland champagne.
And somebody told me that is Vuclicquot, which I don't know if I buy. I don't like people telling me everything at Costco is like some premium. Oh, buy the Costco vodka. It's Grey Goose. Like, really?
The milk is breast milk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's breast milk of a cow, though. That's the thing. Can you hear her? Damn it. No, don't send. God damn it.
What'd you do?
I'm just sending something stupid to, because I'm trying to get. Okay, she says hows. Very strange. H-O-W apostrophe S. And it sounds like there's like a frog in her throat. It Who? Sounds like she's embarrassed. Siri. And it's awesome. And I love it.
So what are you mad about?
Because I was just trying to type it in the window so I could have you guys listen to it. And I pushed send. So I sent it to my friend. And now he's just going to get a text that says house.
House.
Do you hear it?
It's fast.
Hold on. I'll turn up your
house.
Mic.
Okay, hold on.
House.
It almost sounds kind of sexy.
It's very different than how she
kind
says
of
everything.
Alluring.
Yeah.
House. Very coy.
God damn it. I can't get her to say anything. Select all.
Make it say, how's it going, Anderson?
AD. Friday. Little girl at door. Yusa Carano. House.
Oh, she got my name right. She got my name right. That's amazing.
You said Moyles properly. Siri knows everything.
Okay, all right. Stop. Stop. She won't shut up.
How'd you get that to play, by the way?
You select all, and then why is this talking about rapists? And then you just, it's one of the options is speak.
Oh, I didn't know
speak.
That. That's
you fine?
Cool.
That's
fine. All right. You guys, I'm going to burn my last story. And
yes,
then
you're
I'm
not burning
be...
it. You're opening up a door to potential other
let's
stories.
See. All right. Okay,
so well, let's dabble in the calls.
Dabble. Let's dip our feet in the.
Dip a toe in.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Jesus,
is
always
this Marcus?
Marcus.
That was so loud.
It's Fake Marcus. What's up, guys?
Hey, Fake Marcus. How are you?
It's pretty good. This time is throwing me off a bit.
House.
House up.
This is the worst show we've done in a long time.
Not true.
It is. It's kind of been slow. I didn't want to say anything.
I don't think so. I think it's good.
That's what I have to say to Fake Marcus.
Marcus. Fake Marcus can fake suck it.
He can real suck it. Hey, how are you on the After Disaster? Please save us.
I'm good. Yourself?
Good.
What's happening?
Not too much. How are you guys?
Have you heard of the Atlanta Twins?
The Atlanta Twins?
Yeah.
I could care less.
Well, what if they were your secret
They moved from Minnesota. Now they're here for Atlanta.
Thurman and Sydney.
The Atlanta Twins. Thurman Suell.
Never heard of them.
What's up, buddy? What's with the anger? You got a lot of anger.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to ask you, and I'm sure Mike could answer as well, but you and Tyler, because you're the married men, I'm going to be the best man at my buddy's wedding next Saturday.
Don't correct any grammar that he might have written for you.
I second that.
So I gotta give a speech, and I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
What just happened?
I put someone on hold. Sorry. I'm going to do it again. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I was wondering if you guys had any tips, you know, since both of you have recently gone through weddings, and I guess Mike was at both of them, so, I mean, all three you could chip in. I don't know. I don't know. That's why I might sound a little edgy and nervous, is it's, yeah,
it's getting to
I don't know. I probably shouldn't be. I mean, I'm just the best man, so.
Here's what I know, is I've been to weddings where the best man was hammered and decided to say something that was absolutely inappropriate, like thinking he's funny about, we used to get a lot of girls going to
I
Vegas.
Think every, I think every wedding I've been to, that's happened.
Yeah, and never do that, because that's very disrespectful to the wife.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, and I'm pretty sure that's the only thing I don't want to do, is just make an idiot of myself. So.
See, like, now, I don't know.
Well, you're thinking about yourself. You should be thinking about them.
What's his name? Because we could just
well,
do
I don't
a speech
make an
and you could play
myself
it.
And ruin their event, right?
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably best to definitely watch what you drink until after your speech. And
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's better to play it safe. This is what I, like, you know, old man Anderson says. I wouldn't mm-hmm. have said this 10 years ago, but say something that everyone will forget. And not be offended by before you say something that everyone will remember for sure and remember you by. I wish I could take that on my own advice. But
dude,
when I've been the best man at people's weddings, like they expect me to do something like that. Like I'm that guy and I have to do something. So
your best man gave the best man speech I've ever.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a little long, but it was amazing.
It was really good. He can't, you know, you can use visual aids.
He brought it.
Mm-hmm.
My best man
but
came
a lawyer,
with,
so.
With giant pictures of me from when I was 15, and he had a bunch of horrible stories about me going to jail. And messing with prostitutes, not having sex with them, but doing bad things to them, not for pay. That sounds wrong.
I don't think.
Yeah,
it
sounds almost worse than having sex with them for pay. Yeah, I don't remember that either.
He just kept saying like he's like, and then, well, I guess I can't tell you that story. He never went down the road. Didn't Bill Burr give some advice about this like two episodes ago?
I don't know.
Some guy was like, I need to give a best man speech.
Oh, but that was like he didn't like the guy or something.
Not familiar with that podcast.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
You know what I would do if I were you? I would just find some sweet stuff to say about his wife and then split.
Yeah.
Exit out of it.
You can have like a little, like a fun little, I don't know if you guys have heard this one, but like have him put his hand out, have her put her hand out, have him put his hand on top of her hand, and then like act like you're about to say something really sweet and sentimental and say, enjoy that because that's the last time you'll ever have the upper hand.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not bad. But,
not bad. That's the worst.
No, you're the worst.
That's
not
the
bad.
Worst.
That wasn't. I've done it before. I've used it.
I was at my
got a big laugh
the night before my other friend's wedding.
I got a big laugh.
We did the rehearsal, and then we're on the way to dinner. Her dad, the bride's father, goes, "Oh, hey, Andrew, come into the car. I have a surprise for you." And we thought he was going to like give him a car. He brings out of the car a bowling ball attached to a chain, and he locks it around Andrew's legs for the rest of the night. He had to carry around a ball. He's like, look, now you got a ball and chain. It's like, that's your daughter, and this is offensive and terrible.
Is it really offensive?
It was terrible.
It definitely puts a damper on the night.
It's terrible if she's there. If that's a bachelor party thing, that's a little different.
Everyone was there.
Oh, God.
It was terrible and uncomfortable, and he thought everyone was going to laugh a lot, and everyone was like,
funny. That's like funny at first, but to keep him going the
it's
whole night.
It's a funny thought. You don't actually do it.
You're right. It's a thought.
He like got
don't
a bowling
do
ball, drilled a chain into it. It was absurd.
Yeah,
that's a lot of effort.
Hey, just don't drink too much. That's my main thing. That's my main piece of advice, right?
Find like one funny story of like when you guys like did something and then you pulled through at the end. And then
have her
like,
hand.
And that's
out.
Why we're friends and she's the best.
You know what?
Yeah,
more like talk about how much better he is now that he met her, and just leave it at that.
Talk about how he was like a schlub before.
Yeah,
he didn't clean his room. And
is she a virgin?
Oh, now his room is perfectly clean.
I'm not gonna have to make anything up at all because it's very true.
Is she a virgin?
What?
Is she a virgin?
Are you on a pirate ship? What's happening?
No, that creaking noise.
She's not.
Oh,
a virgin.
That's my
picking up brandy from the lower deck or something.
It's a shame she's not a virgin.
It's my bad desk chair.
I'll tell you something. I was a best man at a wedding, and I didn't know I had to give a speech. And it came very, very suddenly, and I was terrified because I have stage fright. And I spent about 6 minutes rambling about how this is weird for me because normally I'm the center of attention, and I can't, like with my friend, I go, when it's two of us together, I'm normally the center of attention. And now I don't want to be that guy because it's his wedding, and here I am talking. You know, I absolutely it was weird. And then I talked about some personal problems I was having. I swear to God, and then sometimes I do this and I do that, and he was always there for me. And I remember
very similar to. Essentially, you were just saying that you had no game plan because
I had no game plan
because that's what
no
you
prep
did.
Whatsoever.
Mike likes to just improvise at weddings.
Mm-hmm.
When he's
the wedding
in
improviser.
Powers of position, position of power.
I improvise if I ever go to court too. Your Honor, in my defense. Give me 10 seconds to think of something. Okay. All right. I got it.
I'm not sure what Anderson's doing.
I don't
know
if I've ever said Your Honor to anybody. I think I probably have.
I've had to. It's awful.
Yeah.
Because in court, you kind of have to.
Yeah. Mm. What do you mean to anybody, Mike? There's only a couple people you would say that to.
I've been to court a couple times. I guess I did. I guess I said it. Traffic court both times.
All right. The key to this story is the time and the day of what it happened. Okay?
I imagine so.
It's 8:13 a.m. Sunday morning.
I don't even want the UPS guy coming by with a cool thing I bought.
Sound asleep with my wife, which is rare because usually she has to get up for work or I have to get up. It's rare that we both get to kind of sleep.
What day was it?
Sunday morning.
Way worse.
And Pepe, her dog, worst of the three, is out front in the living room barking. And I know the dog well enough. I know all of her dogs. I don't know why I had to throw in the worst of the three. Hopefully
well,
Jillian never hears
it's true.
This. But he's out front barking. He's known to bark at nothing often. But I know my dogs well enough to know that he's barking at something. There's something going on. So I, after like the eighth or ninth bark, I'm hoping he'll stop because I'm lazy and tired. But I finally get up and I go to inspect. And I'm thinking that he's like cornered. Like it sounds like he's cornered something. Like I wouldn't be shocked to see a possum or a cat in the living room. Something, you know, I could tell the dog's stressed and he's trying to like let us know. Very disturbed to see that he's barking towards the front door. And I'm thinking 8:13 a.m. Sunday morning. There's no way someone's selling something.
There's a possum at the front door.
So I looked through the little peephole. Thank God I removed the Christmas bells that I had up there until recently. Because it's more important to have style and a little Christmas bling on your front door than safety and being able to see. Because I was not able to use that front door peephole for some time.
You
got to
have that Christmas bling till April.
I usually do remove it first day of spring.
When's that?
So March 20th or March 21st?
So I look out the door.
My birthday.
Happy birthday. We missed it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Look out the little peephole, and I see a figure running away from my door, like almost to the sidewalk. Stops dead in its tracks. Runs back towards the door.
Ooh.
It's coming at me. And I'm like half asleep, right? So it comes up to the door. It knocks twice. It's about to, do a regular. Doesn't even get the third knock in because I'm opening the door. Just beside myself, like, what the fuck? And I do this really passive aggressive. Well, first of all, I'm standing there and nothing but my boxers because I was sleeping.
Nice.
And I stand and I poke my head. They have little sailboats on them. I poke my head around
boxer
the door.
Boxer briefs?
Yes. No. 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 Just boxers, Tyler. So I poke my head
just
around.
Trying to paint the picture.
And it's this little girl who lives across the street. And I think it's one of the two or three that's come by the house to try to sell me cookies.
Mm.
All right. I recognize her. I've seen her ride her bike around my neighborhood. She's not special, but if someone thought she was, I'm sure people have mistaken her for special. But she's not. She's just a little. She's probably 8 or 9. And
my mommy and daddy are fighting.
I open the door.
Like, now what do I do?
What? And she's shocked and terrified. She was not expecting someone to answer the door, especially so quickly. You know what I mean? I think she was, I don't know what she was doing. So I'm staring right at her, and I'm sure that my face is very cranky, old man. I'm sure. I'm sure. Because I am. I'm cranky. I'm old.
Did you say what, really?
What was that sound? What was that?
That was you.
Did you say what?
I said, yes, what? You know, annoyed.
What do you want?
And she's terrified. And she's like, looking everywhere but in my eyes. You know, she's looking down. She's looking to the side. She's looking up. And she's just petrified. She can't move. And I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, do you know what time it is? And she's like, never mind. I'm like, no,
yeah,
not never mind. What do you want?
I'll come back tonight at 11.
And she... And she's looking up, looking down, searching for something. And she goes, I just wanted to know, I've never met this girl. I've never been in her. I don't know her. I wanted to know if you wanted to come over later.
Oh, my gosh.
As she finishes, right before she's even, the breath is out of her chest from over later, I'm just saying, no, I do not want to come over later.
This is heartbreaking. Maybe she's so lonely.
No, I really believe that she was just fucking with the dog. I mean, she's bored, and she was enjoying hearing the dogs bark. She might have been. She probably doesn't when we're not home. She probably fucks with the front door, messes around out front.
She put a webcam out there and bust her.
I should. Well, I busted her, in person, live, HD.
You should have said, "Yeah, what time?"
Were you wearing your HD glasses?
What time? What time am I coming over?
I really do.
Oh my god! If you go over there, knock on the door, the dad's like, "Can
There's
I help
no
you?"
No, dad.
I'm playing
There's
with your
no
daughter.
Dad. Your daughter invited me over.
There's your 5-year-old daughter invited me over to play.
And they take cabs every day. There's a cab out front every day. It's very
so expensive.
I want to get involved in this.
So I'm
neighbor.
Like, "What do you want?" And then she comes up with "I wanted to see if you wanted to come over later." And before just with no hesitation, no, I do not. Listen, do not come to my door. Do not knock. It is 8:15 on Sunday morning. People are sleeping. What? Please.
You calculated the time difference from when you'd gotten up.
I mean, I didn't want to be like, so 8:13. And I'm like,
did you feel
you.
Bad that you said no?
Her face when I said no, too, was awful. It was like she was just stunned. You know what I mean? I think she thought that was going to bridge the gap and be like, I was going to be like, that's nice. Really? Why? But she would have had, I should have explored it because it was just an excuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no. She didn't really want me to come over. She just got caught. Cranking, or ding dong ditching.
Cranking.
Ding dong ditching. That's what she was trying to
do. These kids these days, when they're cranking
ding
dong ditching.
But
she's not good at it, I'll tell you that. She only got to the sidewalk by the time you were at the door.
And her mom is really, really nice, always a big smile. And her big sister is special ed, for sure. She's mentally challenged. And I saw the three of them walking later on that afternoon in the neighborhood as Jillian and I were leaving, going somewhere. And the mom's waving. The special ed daughter is waving, and the little girl who I busted at my front door is looking like a scorned girlfriend.
How old is she?
Like 8 or 9. And I don't know what to do now, guys. I don't know what to do.
You know what?
Let's see these people all the time.
I think you did the right thing by not going over to play.
Yes, I think that's step one. That is correct.
This whole thing, it's kind of breaking my heart that you were that mean to her, because maybe she's just super lonely and she wanted, maybe she thought you were going to come over with the dogs.
Mike, I'm telling you, she didn't want me to come over. She's seen me plenty of times in the middle of the day.
You should do it to her.
You know what? I feel much more comfortable with you saying she didn't want you to come over, because if she really did want you to come over,
I would
and play,
feel really bad.
That would be so weird.
I think that she was just searching for an excuse as to why she was at my door, and the one that she came up with was she was going to invite me, a stranger who she has never met before, over to her house.
Yeah. You should go bang on her door at like 7 in the morning, and she comes to the door. You want to go sailing?
I think I could
have run away
like an 80-year-old Asian woman, and she would have done the same thing. She had no idea who's going to open the door. She didn't think anyone was good, but she doesn't even know who lives in that house, I don't think.
I think that's...
Jillian's telling me she has a crush on me, and that makes me feel really, really bad if that's the case.
Do you work out in front of your house a lot?
I feel pretty good about it.
Do you, like, wash your car?
You push, like, the bench press out there in the front yard?
I'm trying to figure out if she doesn't have a crush, because that would be the case. There's no way she'd have a crush if I'm wandering around my front yard without a shirt on.
You know what's funny about that? I told this story before, but there's a place...
Front yard isn't big enough to wander around in.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty big.
There's a place.
It's a wander.
I could wander. Yeah.
You could wander.
I could wander.
No.
She can. Wandered. She's a little kid.
She has been wandering.
No, wandering implies.
You can wander around the street.
Yeah,
you
wandering implies that it's far.
You know what? The dog was barking. I just remember this. This is a flashback. Hold on. Last summer, the dogs were all barking to the front door, and they kept doing it and kept doing it. So I finally got up, and I opened the door, and she was riding her bike, like, awkwardly, like, up towards my door and then turning around back to the sidewalk. She's been fucking with my front door.
You should put
for
a fence.
She's been pining for you for this long.
Yeah, go put a gate up.
Should I take a little picture of her and say no solicitors?
No, because that's creepy.
And a picture of her on my front.
With a big red arrow. I mean, a big red line through her face.
You should put a note that's like, check yes if you want me to come over and play.
Yeah,
then she takes it.
Do not ring doorbell in case I'm sleeping.
That's evidence.
Listen, I feel bad, but I think I think that if that happened to me when I was getting it did. I used to get busted for like lighting fireworks on people's doors and like ringing the doorbell, and you know, I used to fuck with my neighbors, and they'd always go over and talk to my parents. And I think a lot of people in my position would have gone over and talked to the parents.
You know, your daughter was
knocking on my door
and inviting me over, which I found very inappropriate.
Yeah, very offensive.
Because I'm busy on Tuesdays. If she would just come by on Wednesday.
All that being said, I whip out some chocolates and flowers. I'm here for our encounter.
Oh my god, our encounter.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your story, Mike?
what's that disability? It's not Down syndrome, but it's
Get Down syndrome.
It's an Asperger.
Asperger's.
It's
like so
James Brownhead.
There's a guy that owns a business.
Get Down syndrome.
This is the worst shit.
There's a guy that owns a business. A business in Orange County that I frequent, and I ship photos from there a lot. And I would go in there, and his daughter would wait on me. And it got so uncomfortable because I thought, she's got such a crush on me. She can't even speak to me when I come in there. And so I started going other places, and I still had to go back there on occasion because it was convenient. And I was like, this is so weird because I know her dad, and the daughter's like 20 and is just like head over heels, can't even look me in the eye. And then I see a sign on their counter that's father buys business so his daughter with Asperger's can have a job.
Wait,
and it's
what?
Her.
Why would they have that?
It was in the newspaper. It was like an article on him buying this business specifically so his daughter could have something to do. House. And I thought, that's pretty weird that I thought she had a crush on me this whole time. Turns out she's got Asperger's and has a crush on me.
Did you hit that?
What?
You know, the idea of having a house presents you with these...
House.
I don't like...
Having what? A house?
Yeah, I don't like people having... Here's what I don't like about my apartment is, even though it's buried...
Oh my god, Mike! Your letter!
Yeah, crazy, right?
What?
That's what you should be talking about!
What?
That letter's old.
What happened?
What?
I posted it like 8 or 9 years ago.
What letter?
Oh,
seven or
I
eight years
this
ago.
Was at your new apartment!
No, that was
god
on my...
Damn it,
that
Mike.
Was on my townhome.
God
that,
damn it.
The letter that...
With the commas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like a 5 minutes with Mike that he did years ago.
No, I found it, and
I
reposted it.
Oh, Drew called it 3 minutes with Mike again. I'm going to stab him in the fucking throat with a pen.
That's going to be you're going to have legal problems when you do that.
That's going to be awkward when you get stabbed in the throat with a pen today.
It's going to be really awkward explaining that to the court, to the honor.
He's not going to make it to one of his 9 shows.
To your honor. Talk to him. This is off the record, and I probably shouldn't be speaking this, but
this is off the record right into a microphone. You guys, by the way, this stays between us.
Yes, last night I was speaking with a New York Times reporter, columnist, editor. Who's she followed Drew around all day yesterday. Should not be saying any of this, bro. And she was talking about his crazy schedule and how, you know, he's got to do a lot of stuff. But she said by far it seemed like the toughest thing that he had to do all day I mean, he's on live TV,
yeah.
HLN.
Yeah.
He's seen patients dealing with, I don't want to say life and death stuff, but he's a doctor still. She said it seemed like the hardest thing that he has to do all day is deal with Adam Carolla. Because you have to follow him over to
the... start tapping your nose with your finger?
No, and then I just start going, oh, let me tell you!
Oh, no.
Disgruntled coworker Anderson Cowan revealed exclusively to me.
And then I realized...
You should have said the hardest thing he had to do was wake up super early and schedule patients to make himself seem important.
but I'm such,
be funny,
I'm such an
course.
Idiot. And then I realize I'm going on, and I'm not really on and on, but I got some, some scoop and some stories and that.
Here's the dirt, see?
Like the way, things that I've seen him do to Drew over the years. And I'm like, what are you doing, you dumb fuck? You're talking to a reporter. Plus, to top it off, who's standing right behind me? And I can feel the back of my neck burning. Carolla's new publicist.
Oh.
Right in front of Carolla's publicist, I'm telling a reporter for the New York Times inside scoop stories that make stupid asshole.
I do this. I've done the same thing on many occasions, and I regret it. I still regret it.
I said off the record, though, afterwards.
I don't think that counts.
Doesn't count? Like everything we said was off. How does that work, by the way? We need to say off the record.
First of all, I think it's a gentleman's agreement. I don't think it really.
Well, she was a lady, so
they're only
going
to do off the record if they think that they can get stuff out of you again in the future and that they're going to need
yes,
you. If
absolutely.
You're a one time, they're going to burn you. Yeah. Sure, off the record.
Off the record. And then Anderson Cowan said, off the record.
You know, it'll say Cohen, though, and I'll be like, that's not me. They misspelled my name.
C-O-E-H, or C-O-E-N, they spell it.
C-O-W-E-N.
You know what they're going to say, though? Mr. Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Corin. Corin.
Because the New York Times, everyone is Mr.
If it was Wall Street Journal, you get like a cool drawing of your face.
It'll be like, Dr. Pinsky said this, Dr. Pinsky does this, and then Mr. Carolla came into the room.
Makes it sound like everyone has bowler hats on.
That's the New York Times identity, is it's always formal. Every article, it can be about the butthole surfers.
Mr. Butthole
Mr.
Surfers?
Mr. Butthole. No, everyone is Mr. I like it, actually, in a weird way.
And the misters that surf him.
Be Mr. Gibby Haynes. It's the singer for the Butthole Surfers. Gibby Haynes.
I saw them once. They opened for Nirvana, and they had this part in their act where they came out with shotguns and shot at the audience. Swear to God.
They're the best. I've seen them like 5 or 6 times.
Like, they came out during a song, just bam, bam.
When I saw them open for KMFDM at the Palladium,
that sounds horrifying.
They had one of the guys was wearing a watermelon on his head, but like eye holes were cut out. And
wet, fresh one?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, that's sticky.
And
delicious, but sticky.
They had 3 projectors projecting like 16mm images of 2 porns on either side, like blatant, like just penetration, horrific old 70s porn. And then
the Atlanta Twins?
Horrific like mutilations and wartime images in the middle.
Really
fucks you up, especially when you're like a 15-year-old kid going, "What do I make of this? I'm not sure."
That's the kind of show.
Some good music, though.
That's the kind of show you don't want to watch in a theater.
Was this where you're having tacos with all the welders? Same kind of venue?
No, it's a very different venue. Palladium's very different.
Palladium. Yeah, sorry. Big Palladium. Sorry, I've been there.
Palladium's cool.
Okay.
Not the best sound, but it's cool.
Guys, I feel like this 8 o'clock thing is just killing the show.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think everyone said the last 3 episodes have been good.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad, actually.
Is that you telling you that?
Oh, yeah, it's mostly me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been writing all the reviews. Guys, I'm
good
half
move.
The listeners.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a login code so I can write some reviews?
A login code?
Hey, you know
code?
What? I've never written a review for the show. We should do that. Have you guys done it?
Yes. Anderson has the top review on iTunes. I used to have the top one, but I changed it. And then if you change it, they don't keep you at the top anymore.
Wait, mine's
like,
at the top?
Mm-hmm.
What's it say?
It's like, if you like horrible podcasts,
horrible.
This is the one you'll like.
That's a Miss Movies. No, mine was like, I hate this show and I'm on it.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Or is that you? All right, whatever. I got to go.
I'm going to write a review.
Where are you going?
That's weird that you just said you got to go and you're gone.
Not understanding what's happening. Tell us.
I could see I got to pee or I got to do this or I got to do that, but just I got to go. Oh, he's back.
Wow.
I just wanted to make sure that satellite There's a punk rock show that actually airs back there, and I picture them walking in trying to.
Can't
use
tell
it
if you're saying serious words right now.
Our horrible show was running through their little.
They probably just thought it was the right show because it was talking about butthole surfers.
Yeah, who hosts the punk rock show?
A guy named Mike. That's all I know.
Mr. Mike.
If he was
hey,
LA
beautiful.
Time,
we'll be back
Times.
To pick you up. Hey, ladies, remember that Mr. Microphone ad where the guys are cruising around in the convertible Chrysler?
Hey, have you guys? Okay, speaking of ads and our affinity for watching terrible ads,
you suck, Corona.
Have you seen that one where the guy where it's a car dealership. There's like one guy sweeping
and then his like wife is wearing like a terrible like sexy French maid outfit, and then he's wearing like a king's coat. But they were all filmed in front of a green screen at different times, and then they're just put in this video, and they're like all different sizes because they didn't match it up well.
Is it for a used car lot?
I think he sells new cars, but he probably sells used cars too.
Tyler, just because you have envy of not being able to talk about the Mike Diamond ads because you've never heard them, doesn't mean you should start bringing your own little commercials to the table.
I'm just wondering if you'd seen it.
You've still not heard the Mike Diamond ads?
God, I feel bad. I feel so bad now. I'm sorry.
They're not as good now since they dumped that one they've been running for years and they tried to expand courtesy of us talking about them.
No, listen. I have not seen that ad, Tyler. I think it's probably germane to your area.
How about Taverna Tony? Have you seen that one?
Tyler, we're not going to talk about little local ads.
For the Greek restaurant?
Unless it's Mike Diamond ads. Okay, now, the one that...
I know, you only want to talk about local radio ads. Okay, at least I'm talking about TV ads.
Here's the most recent one, and we haven't talked about it on the show. Mike,
damn it.
Mike talked to me about it.
Hi, I'm Tyler, opening a can of worms.
Mike was texting me about it, but we have not talked about it in person or on the show.
This one blows me away.
Here's the latest. And it's... Who the fuck is writing these things? All right, Mike Diamond, and they got the whole, like, the old racist uncle.
Everyone thinks
uncle.
This is a bit that we do, I bet. Everyone thinks that we're just making these up.
Anyone who lives here knows what we're talking about. And Jose,
yeah.
Who I swear they named him Jose, and I think they gave him a Mexican accent just so that Bubba, his uncle, who's the smelly Roto-Rooter. Oh, I heard a Roto-Rooter ad on the same station.
Oh, my God. Conflict of interest.
I swear they made a Mexican and call him Jose just so that Bubba can say, no way, Jose.
And Bubba is clearly like a white trash guy.
White trash, racist.
Yeah.
How he has a
and
Mexican.
And Jose is, I don't even want to say he's straight from Mexico because he sounds like a parody of a Mexican
he
guy.
He sounds like Speedy Gonzalez, like a weak Speedy Gonzalez.
But cut to the new one now.
So the newest one is a woman calls
Wait, real quick. Keep in mind. Bubba doesn't know that Mike Diamond that Jose even wants to be a plumber, let alone work for the arch enemy. Now they've progressed three commercials later. He's employed by
Mike
Diamond.
Yeah, we've heard the whole story. Now he is working for Mike Diamond. Not only that, Tyler, he is like their best plumber. Jose is now their best plumber, right?
Yep.
And this does not make Bubba happy. And he's so great that a sexy-sounding woman calls up who's about to go on a seven-day cruise. And she wants to know. She's talking to the guy that runs Mike Diamond Plumbing. She wants to special request Jose to come with her and her husband on the cruise in case they have any plumbing issues.
Oh, because they're going on a Carnival cruise.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what they're shooting for, which is a stretch. And the guy that answers the phone over
I
there,
brought
Mike
my own
Diamond.
Plumber to the cruise.
Can you imagine kind of a power trip that would be? You show up and you're like, hey, by the way.
Brought my own plumber.
It's going to be a party of three now because we're bringing a plumber.
Yep.
Not a butler, a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like feel like you have to clog something?
Wouldn't you feel like you should just cancel the cruise?
Wait, is
if you're going to pay $3,000 to bring a plumber because they're having so many problems? Carnival has to go bankrupt now, right? Two ships in a row have big problems.
I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it an innuendo for sex?
Bringing the plumber?
Yeah.
Wait, I might have found the commercials.
Which commercials?
Mike Diamond.
Well, why,
I'm
why
on their Facebook page,
to?
And they're like, check out our new commercial.
No, find the first one.
What's the first one? All right, so listen.
The first one is the original
so
where
Jose,
he shows
this
up
was posted December
and he fills
6th,
out an application.
2012.
All right, Jose goes home. I don't know why he lives with his fucking Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
But he goes home once he gets the news that he's going on this all-paid expense. Like, she even says, well, put him up in his own suite. How much money do you have? All right, so he goes home, and he's desperately searching for luggage at Bubba's house
because
he wants to he needs to go on this cruise. And Bubba is actually jealous.
Well, he should be because Jose is going to pull $100 an hour for a week.
And Bubba's parting words to Jose is, wow, you're going? You think you're going to hang out with Gopher? I have no fucking clue.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. Gopher was a character on The Love Boat.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, that's it?
That's all there is. Really, that's the kicker, though. That's the punchline.
Gopher was, I don't know if he was the concierge. I think that was Julie. But Gopher was the guy that was kind of like the gopher everything on The Love Boat. He was like the dorky guy, and every now
was
and
he
then he hooked up. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isaac
was the man of color on The Love Boat. He was the bartender, and he hooked up with a lot of ladies. Not many compared to the doctor, though. That guy screwed everybody.
The most recent post on the Mike Diamond Facebook page is... It starts off with an ellipses, ... the worst radio commercials I've ever heard.
Telling you, Tyja.
That's the post someone posted.
I'm telling you. And I can't believe you're not a part of the saga. Like, I look forward to the next installment.
You got to find the first one. Where he goes to fill out his application and Mike Diamond's 90-year-old
mom
puts him at the top of the heap of applications.
That's not the first. The first one that was running for years was just some girl who sounds like she's supposed to be, like, young and sexy. And she's going, you got a nice aroma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
right.
The first one. We heard that one 1,000 times.
How bad do plumbers smell that people that actually became an issue?
It's the old cliche with the ass hanging out. Donuts.
You know how they can avoid that? Just tuck their friggin' shirt in.
They actually, you know, you're watching bad TV if they actually have commercials for these new shirts that they sell for plumbers where they go down long enough so you don't get ass crack. Yeah. It's a cartoon commercial.
You know what bugs me about that? When you see guys on the freeway on their motorcycles and their shirt is up around their fucking shoulder blades?
Nope.
You've seen that.
Oh, yeah. It was flapping in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that bugs me.
That's a good look if you got abs. Hey, you're in the afternoon.
I saw a guy who was laying on the freeway today in a motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
That's nice. I was like, you're holding up traffic, sir.
Hey, you're on the after disaster. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
This week, Marcus, I'm sorry that I made you guys mad. But I got some quotes from the Atlanta Twins.
What, are you another fake Marcus? Or
I called back.
I didn't hang up on you.
Oh, Jesus, I'm an idiot.
What?
The light was reflecting in my iPhone screen, and I tried to do a screen capture of it.
Wait, okay, Chris is going to play. She's going to press play.
Hold on,
fake Marcus. And then I'll just stop if it's not the right one. But this is from December 6, 2012, apparently.
I think this is a new one.
If you hit play yet, don't do it.
I hit it.
Don't do it. Stop. Start it over.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
Now, do you want me to hit it?
Yeah,
you can just play it from here.
Go for it.
Oh, you can't.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all.
No,
they obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond.
No, find the next one with Jose.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
I hate when she says almost.
Don't
I think
you.
She caught him.
I like that. Well, you haven't seen it.
Sink,
it's full of disgusting
stuff.
Chick shit.
The smell good here comes at Mike Diamond.
Here comes
unclog almost
she,
any
she
drain
catches them.
For $99.
Almost.
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call.
150
just go
times.
To thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow,
me
you're
too.
Like upfront and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
Bubba. No Bubbas here, ma'am.
See,
just professional plumbers.
He's just an idea at this point.
Smell good.
They've completely fleshed him out. And he's a
right now, they have a think tank trying to figure out who is Bubba. Here's the thing, too. What if you're a really good plumber and your name actually is Bubba and you show up to Mike Diamond and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really get a job at Mike Diamond if your name's Bubba,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, even if you're the best.
You like embroider it on his shirt. It says Mike Diamond, the plumber, Bubba. Like,
Mike
there's a
Diamond.
Lawsuit there. Hey, listen, do you think that guy's the same voice actor? I think it might be Jose, the guy we just heard. I think it might be the same guy. He might be Bubba.
Got to keep it in-house. Oh, keep it in the family.
Mike Diamond commercial reel. Wait, no, I don't think this is the right thing.
Tyler, I'll find them, and I'll bring them in next week if you're that enamored, if you need to hear
I'm sure everyone, we've been talking about for like three straight episodes.
It has to, first of all, this commercial runs on talk radio in L.A., honest to God, 150, 200 times a day. Somebody has to have captured it and put it on the internet. And it's not as shocking. I mean, the Bubba one is ridiculous because it's...
Really,
it's
a show.
It's... Do you like... Do you think people... You know what's funny is about... I think I may have mentioned this, but when I needed a plumber like 2 months ago, the only thing that popped in my head was Mike Diamond.
Well, of course.
I couldn't remember any. I'm like, $99 seems fair.
It does. Almost. Hey, fake Marcus, you got some good Atlanta Twin quotes there.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're really creepy. Uh-huh. So I'll read them as if Tyler's reading them.
Okay.
Very straight and pants.
Dead.
She was 21 years old, and we were 13. Needless to say, we fucked the shit out of her, raw dog, and busted inside her. That was our introduction to pussy and sharing the same girls. That's the first one.
That's the Atlanta Twins. No mistake in that.
I got to be honest. I don't like these guys.
Wait till you see them. They're awesome.
I got another one about their large endowment.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's true. I heard that they're 18 combined. Okay.
And we have a rule. If he goes the first night, I go the next night. Sometimes, with freaky-ass bitches, we DP them. But we got big-ass dicks, man. Girls don't want that in their ass. We're both blessed with 9-inch cocks.
See?
Bitches love us because we know how to fuck.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
Thank you, Marcus, for bringing the show.
And
fake Marcus
respectful.
To a horrible new low. by promoting Mike Diamond and the Atlanta Twins in the same segment.
I feel like we have to find that Bubba ad now, because otherwise we just played a regular commercial that we're not getting paid for.
That's true.
Well, no, we spoke all over it and made fun of it. It's cool. It's an anti-ad. Ty-Ty, how can you not find it?
The internet isn't good at putting these clips up, apparently.
I'll find them.
You know what's going to be great is when we get served with a lawsuit by Mike Diamond.
For what? Talking
defamation.
About the commercials that they put
defamation.
Out there?
Defamation.
They would like it. They would like it. Hey, can we end the show?
Yeah.
I
just press a button.
Every Sunday, I go to Western Bagel, and a lot of times I badmouth them on Twitter or...
Did I do that?
Wherever.
Did I do that? Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
This would freak you out.
Western Bagel?
I go to Western Bagel every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times...
I saw a Vine about that.
I just bitch about the line or about their slow service or about their bad
Vine,
policies.
I saw 900 Vines. Mm-hmm.
So I get home, and I get a... there's a Twitter... from Western Bagel.
Oh.
Thanks for coming, Mike.
Oh, dear.
It's not the first time it's happened. Yeah.
No.
So how is that? What is that?
I'm sure they just did a search. They have some sort of... I'm sure
and
there's...
And any time Western Bagel is mentioned?
I'm sure of it. Because you've had that, right? Because companies have responded to me.
I rarely tweet, though, because I don't know what it is.
Oh, no. Companies have responded to me a bunch of times. And Orange County Weekly now, like, responds one-on-one to me. Like, whoever the Orange County Weekly Twitter person is will send me messages like, hey, Mike, thanks for mentioning us. Thanks for doing this. And I'm always like, hey, what did I say?
But it's almost always something negative.
No, it's not always negative. Sometimes I just retweet an article they posted, and then I make a commentary about it.
And it's just like a bot? It's like a Twitter bot?
No, it's a person. It's a person, yeah.
So why would they do that? So whoever wrote that to you knows that you talked a bunch of shit about Western Bagel. Interesting and uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't like that. I go to Western Bagel every Sunday.
You don't like it?
I love it, but their service is terrible. Like, they can't decide.
What does that have to do with the OC Register?
I post every time I'm there. I just whine and complain about the line. Oh, they can't decide if they're taking numbers or taking next in line. And then I got a Twitter to me from Western Bagel. Thanks for coming, Mike.
Western Bagel. I think it's OC Register.
No, they do too. They do too. They send me messages, but it's their personal messages.
As someone who works in social media and tweets at people for a living, I can tell you that we like to be passive-aggressive when we can, because we can't just be like, hey, asshole. So we'll be like, thanks for coming.
I went after JetBlue one time, because they wouldn't. My daughter got deathly ill with that last flu that went through, and I had to, she had to cancel a flight. And their thing was like, no
refunds.
Sorry, no nothing. Yeah. Like, you're encouraging me to put a sick, contagious person on the plane. I tweeted about it. I got Twitter back.
What is that?
And a phone call.
Thanks for flying JetBlue.
No,
you tweeted them your phone number?
Somehow they got in touch with me.
You should have told them by the time I'm done with you.
I'm going to change flights.
Yeah. No.
By the time I'm done with you, you're going to be JetBlue.
And I'm pissed as a physician that you're encouraging people.
Yes.
You're creating forces that encourage people who are ill
to
get on the goddamn plane.
This is it.
I've seen many people attack big companies, especially airlines. And at times it works, especially people like Kelly Oxford, who's got like 400,000 or 500,000 followers. She just went on a rampage about Virgin or somebody losing her sister's luggage and refusing to do anything about it. And I think they made amends eventually.
Yeah,
which is good.
The person has a lot of followers.
My thing was, this isn't for me. I'm canceling the damn flight. I'm going to go another airline. It's already done.
Yeah. Hey, Drew.
Now you're forcing other people to get on the plane sick. What?
Yeah, it happens. That happens. There's peanuts on the plane, too, and those people get sick, right?
No.
That lady yesterday.
That's not sick. That's
the New York Times lady.
Closes up.
Yeah.
She cool?
Yeah, I think.
So I was talking a lot.
Anderson tried to go off the record.
Anderson's trying to get off.
I said off the record. This is all off the record. You think she's cool?
There's nothing off the record.
We were trying to decide if you say off the record if it's legal.
Nothing. You can't say. You've got a print journalist, particularly. You say off the record. They're like.
No, she didn't laugh.
Yeah, off the record.
I thought she was writing off the record a lot of times as I was speaking to her. She kept writing.
What did you talk about?
Nothing bad about you. You're fine. You're good. look at he's concerned. I thought
was
she was
Valerie
just.
In there?
I thought she was just. Yeah, that made it even more uncomfortable. I realized Valerie's in there as I was speaking these words. No, we're good. We're good. Once I get it run, though, so I just want to make sure I'm in the clear.
I want to get that paper at 4 in the morning. I got to decide if I need to turn in my letter of resignation.
Anderson's going to have to buy every copy.
Picture myself running around like all the,
What did you say?
Nah, nothing.
I've been in that same circumstance.
What did he say?
On many occasions.
Something about...
And I've shot my mouth off and then stopped mid-sentence and just had to walk out. Like, you don't realize the person's a publicist, and you're like, oh, shit, what am I doing?
Yeah. How about the time that when the, all the big bosses were in there and you. They're all pushing 70, and I'm talking about 70-year-old man sex, and
yeah,
that was the grossest thing
one.
I've ever
that
imagined.
That was a good one. That
God
was solid.
Damn, that was awful.
Yeah, I would never. Oh my God, if I saw 70-year-old balls, I'd kill myself. There's
the
two
whole
guys
room is
like
silent. The whole room's just silent. Yeah, that's bad times. No, we're good. I think we're gonna be good with the New York Times because it's like a fluff piece, right? It's a fluff piece.
Nobody writes. Everyone attacks me, so no fluff.
No, it's not about you. You're good.
I've consciously tried to never make a mention of people's weight in the past couple of years because I've done it in front of friends that are very overweight.
I don't understand.
Maybe
I've been with friends and I'm like, I wish this fat fuck would get out of line. And I'm like,
oh, you're with someone who's fat.
Yeah.
I got a good filter for that. Like, I'll make sure. Like, if you guys were heavy, I would not have called a little girl at my front door rotund. I would have talked about something else. Drew just
thanks
walking
for
in
about us,
but if yes, so that you guys
thoughtful.
Know you're not fat. Little
being
girl
thoughtful
in
is very important.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
new videos coming up.
Gotta work.
Yeah, in fact, well,
go to doctor.com. We'll put them up there.
What is it we're talking about?
I have
3 minutes with Mike.
What? What?
I'm piecing together a 22-minute video.
Okay, 22 minutes with Mike. It's fine. We'll put it up.
Or I can't hear him.
This part that will be.
Anderson's in a completely separate room, but
we're
for some weird reason, I feel compelled to keep on making noise.
Stan, hey,
oh, Jesus Christ.
As Tyler takes off his headphones and runs out of the room, I assume nothing's working. But I'll keep talking. Why? Because I'm a professional. All right, let's see what's happening here.
You can't hear me, right? All right, don't worry. We're just going to cut all this shit anyway, so. Can you hear anything now? Hello, hello? No? Great. Fantastic. Oh, wait. Wait, what mic are you on? No, that wouldn't change it. I don't know. Hello, everybody. Tweet, I'm listening to the After Disaster unedited.
Anything. All right, I seem to... No, that's just my regular voice.
Are you listening to this train wreck?
Oh, I got something now.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Are we recording?
We've been recording.
Holy smokes.
Not that any of that will ever make it to air.
I hope
that
chewing on the air doesn't make it on the air, too.
That's what I was talking about when you couldn't hear me.
Oh, really?
I was talking about how terrible it is when you can hear someone like...
I know, especially since you purchased something that's so crunchy and loud.
I'm starving.
A peanut butter cup wouldn't have been nearly as bad as...
Nor would it have been filling. I needed something with energy, and this is the No Cholesterol Unscented Energizer Mix from Mr. Nature.
Mr. Nature. What's that? Yeah. Like in a bad way.
No one can have that.
Tyler, like he just poured it from the bag directly into his mouth, and he's chewing it into the microphone.
Hey, Ty. No. Stop that.
What?
Immediately. It's the worst thing you can do in any form of audio.
I don't. That's what I started the show talking about.
I heard it. I was in another room. I had lots of technical issues here on the After Disaster. I know that it's usually the case, but even more so tonight. Ridiculous. I had to be in a back satellite studio, as we say here in the business, to set up a recording of this here program. And all I could hear was Tyler talking to Mike, who could not hear him. And I heard Tyler smacking his mouth, talking about how it's the worst sound. And I didn't even care that Mike couldn't hear you. It was the fact that I could.
And then I had to chase your dog.
We should, get all our ducks in a row before we actually push start. Everyone got in here late.
In 184 episodes, why would you do it now? Good night.